And welcome to the Caffeinated Offensive Time Podcast. And if you're still listening after... This is eight, by the way, number eight. If you're still listening, congratulations. Your head does not explode like in Scanners yet. Good job, Jeff. And so with me is,
Give me time.
Boots, the Roots, the Radicals over here. We got Jeff Boots and say hi, Board 2.
I'm the ringmaster.
Boots is a radical.
When are we going to have action figures?
I don't know. Tony's gone.
Can we call you Justin Penis Accident Jordan?
No.
Is Mike going to have a Cocoa Puff shirt on?
Oh, it's meta humor. We're going that way. Seriously. I'm sorry, Jeff, but your picture looked like you should have been on a cereal box. I don't know what it was.
Wait, you showed him the picture?
No, King Friday, shut up.
I think either that or... Oh, you know what? We mentioned Cocoa Puffs also. I actually think it should be Cocoa Krispies because that had the monkey on it. And why was that fucking monkey British?
Oh, I don't know. We have Brazilian Jeff with us as well.
Face.
Hello, Brazilian Jeff.
Good for every country.
I am here.
Sorry.
We call him Soccer Jeff because all the countries. Oh. South African Jeff? You can be that, Jeff. Which country do you identify with?
I'm playing
Jeff.
Soccer now.
Which country do you identify yourself
as? Football. It is football.
Football. Yes.
Tu apretende portugués, jefe.
So we're back.
Oi, carombo.
Hey, carombo.
I'm going Colombian.
Bart can never find his Coke fucking fucking bottle. Bort.
Yes. Yeah, recently a friend, Jeff, Azerbaijani, Armenian Jeff, whatever the fuck his country is, Pluto Jeff.
Pluto Jeff.
That's not a country anymore.
Oh. They changed it.
I fucking Neil deGrasse Tyson, man.
I thought they brought it back.
They did bring it back for that week.
It's a micronation.
It's a town.
Science! They fail.
They're out there.
But my brother's name is... My brother's name is Clay.
Brother's name.
And he recently found a bottle of Coke with his name on it. And I told him that for the life of me, I've never found a tag, one of those little bike tags or anything. Even those license plates used to come in cereal back when I was a kid 150 years ago. I never found the Bart.
It was always Bort.
Bort. Brad. Benghazi.
Benghazi.
Did they got the whole Simpsons episode.
They got all them like black
too.
Black girl names on
yeah,
them
that's what he
now.
Said earlier.
Yeah.
On the Coke bottles. Like Letitia and stuff. Like they're bringing those in.
Oh, I got to make a collection of those.
Oh, they got them all. They got like Bonquisha, Shaquisha.
Oh, I feel the rings are losing. I'm slipping the rings.
Bartisha, but no Bart.
Bartisha.
Scripture.
I saw fucking Scripture.
Kyle saw Scripture.
A what?
Like Scripture.
Name in like Islamic scripture or something. I'm just like.
Why?
I don't know, dude. It was.
Now, I'm not saying did you put it there. I'm just saying why.
I don't know. It was in like fucking Hess or something, dude.
I would have bought it.
Islamic script.
Like,
what?
It was like the Islamic like scripture, like somebody's name in that.
Jeff,
you mean it was written in Arabic?
I would have bought it.
Jeff,
sure, Coke with it.
Jeff, is your return back already without telling everyone?
It's written in cave drawings.
Have you risen?
I've got nothing.
We have them written in cave drawings now.
If you follow us on Instagram, which we don't even have an official Instagram. We just have it hashtag caffeinated podcast.
Yeah, we're kind of like a ghost on Instagram now.
It's
slowly developing this evil presence on there.
Joy monkeys. That's not us. We're the hate doctors. 107.9.
Hosted by Dr. Chode Monkey.
No, but Jeff has been making us lovely promotional items.
Yeah, usually out of pure anger.
Yes.
I've decided that I just figure out whatever complete hatred I have for humankind, I'll just filter that into advertising the podcast.
I do like the Jesus dropping the bass.
Look dashing on coattails.
Yeah.
I like the Jesus dropping the bass,
though. Yeah, we got Skrillex Christ.
Christlix.
We got tree porn.
Tree porn. Yeah, we do. You know what? I'm just going to go ahead and Evil Dead it. It's tree rape.
Hey, you got to like tree porn.
He just did a...
Clearly... No.
It's trans-treater.
Bullshit.
Trans-tree rape.
Obviously, that fucking tree was consenting.
You sure? It didn't look like it.
Stayed still for the picture. There was no motion blur.
Can you be a trans-tree? Trans-tree.
Yes, you can.
That tree was tied down.
Do you want to So that's in some 50 shades of bark. Jeff's got nothing over there now. He's laughing. That was a good one. Yeah, it's a zing.
Sound of fun to everyone on that one.
50 shades of bark when he eats Taco Bell, though.
Oh. You don't need that.
Oh, no. So,
humor.
How's everybody been lately? Well, I had my birthday. Me and Jeff went out and got shit-faced. Didn't we?
Yeah, I blacked out again.
He wasn't driving, though.
I went back to my old ways.
Car with a spoon.
This is the worst car key ever.
What'd I do with a key?
You store your car with a spoon.
I store... What?
Better than... It's better than when you were under the hood looking for the pull cord.
Now I'm looking for the crank.
Okay, quick, jump in
before it stops.
He had an argument with a hot dog maker at the Hess Mart in Port St. Lucie.
Apparently it took me 5 minutes to find my door key to my room.
Punched a Jack-in-the-Box sign, which is amazing because there's not one of those around.
Oh, because you lock your door in your room, yeah.
Yeah, I lock my door.
Oh, man. So the last episode got posted today, so that was good.
And we're sorry.
It only took 2 weeks.
The book of
I've been
no
busy.
Rings.
Negative rings. You're in the negative, sir. You need to go. We told him earlier, Bart needs to go in MySpace to get reserves.
I know. The friends I have on Facebook now, that's about our national deficit. Negative.
Da, 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 rape. I mean, no,
preep. It follows the U.S. dollar. Our friends follow the U.S. dollar. When it goes down, the rest of them go.
Somebody pulled a knife on me because I said I like Pontiac Trans Ams. You vile racist bastard! No, but they're really cool cars. I've owned 8 of them.
Do you identify yourself as a car?
They're going to endanger traditional driving.
Yeah, traditional driving. It's
so,
not Norman Rockwell painting anymore.
I need to get one of them robot-driven cars.
Dude, yes, robots.
Trans robots?
Get them ones that park themselves. Why not just let them drive themselves?
Drive themselves.
Was it Kit?
No,
yeah. Michael, we're here.
I want to be able to drink. And just
I
let
told
my car
you that.
Do it all.
Put the dummy in the put the dummy in the front seat.
You're an inspiration to us all, Jeff.
I just want to be able to drink while my car drives itself.
To be fair, as nice a guy as Jeff is, and now the whole North hates him.
All right,
drinking
car, bring me
isn't
home.
So bad. You know, maybe he needs to.
Jeff, robots need our help. They can't do things on their own, okay?
Bullshit.
All right.
Are you a trans robot?
They come to this country. They come transparent.
I watched iRobot.
They had two mothers, transparent. I mean, use your imagination on that.
This show is totally identifiable. You can identify with this show. So what else is going on? What's in the...
My new name is Hate
I refuse
one.
To be identified.
Hate one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Refuse to what?
To be identified.
You're just Jeff.
Yep.
Well, you're...
Oh, my.
Yeah. You're Jeff Squared.
What happened?
Too many Jeffs. Hey, I'm going to give you guys a math problem.
What show am I on?
I'm going to give you
a
math problem.
Who am I?
I'm not here anymore. Ass hat divided by Jeff Square equals problems.
Chocolate babies?
No, what?
Chocolate
no.
babies?
Hey, listen. No blackface. We ain't doing that.
That's orange face.
Chocolate da, 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 da.
Jeff is the new
attack
orange.
Of the deceitful carrot woman.
Cunt, what? I can't hear you, Jeff. What'd you say?
I don't know. Now we're just referencing things with no context, and I kind of like it this way.
Yeah, well, you know, I listened to the show earlier, and I remember you're like, you know, I think we should have topics. No, this is way better.
It's kind of scripted gibberish.
We're just kind of riffing.
The crap.
Well, you know,
podcast.
It's the whole point of the coffee, and Kyle's talking about getting booze last time. We're like, no, the point is we're sober and drinking coffee.
No, the booze are all blamed on me. Remember how I'm negative 5 million friends.
All for Pierce H.U. Bart.
Booze was a not for air thing.
Yeah, that still is. It's still
all
living.
People hate me in Fort Pierce. Good.
We don't do them here. It defeats the purpose of being in a coffee house.
So all the people who hate me in Fort Pierce, the toothless chick that works at Arby's, that homeless guy behind Denny's, and Frank, the guy who thinks he's Jesus on over there 14th and D.
Is it the same guy that hangs out over in St. Lucie at the cross?
Yep.
Yeah,
oh,
guys.
Whispers with a cross?
Yeah. Whispers.
I wonder if he'd freak out if I ran at him with a nail gun.
Oh, shit.
Any of our listeners?
Oh, no, whoa, whoa, no. All that shit, he gets the lose rings over and I'm the fucking bad guy?
No. You don't have any rings because you're not on Facebook.
Okay, that's
a good
point.
You can't Jesus on air. Yeah, you can.
You already lost rings when you went on Instagram, Jeff. No.
Yeah, I've got my own way.
I love that because I'm like doing something and my phone vibrates. I'm like, oh, what's this? And it's Jeff. And I'm like, oh, Instagram. I said, what's this? Oh.
Oh, God.
Holy Christ, that's awesome. And then I'm like, wait.
Christ, it's Christ.
So, of course, I
kept it pretty fucking minor. There was one he was smiling and they had the Mentos thing.
That was great.
You don't.
Yeah. I threw in that Jesus listens to only metal and not prayers. Yeah. That was good, yeah.
It's like, holy Christ on a beep.
So, I'd say we kept that pretty
PG,
pretty lighthearted. Considering
yeah.
We weren't insulting anybody.
No.
No, Jeff.
Hey,
lightheaded Christmas tree.
Christmas tree.
So, I mean, like, what's in the news besides some stupid woman? Did you guys hear about? Okay, here's one. Besides the stupid orange woman, did you hear about?
Oh, man, now I want a soundbite of Will Sasso as Kenny Rogers when he was doing his version of The Apprentices. It's my favorite, the crazy black lady. Yeah.
He was funny.
He's a transformer.
She's a Tardicon.
Oh, yes.
Oh, God, retarded
wheelchair
people.
Rolled out.
People.
No, no, Bart. Ring, 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 ring. Hello.
Wait for the drive-by to go by.
What are you people doing
those
over there?
Those are ring collectors.
You don't have any rings to owe them.
I know.
That's why they kept going.
They're all gone.
He owed them. Those are some of the people Bart offended. He owed them rings.
So Bart now has this, like, loan shark agency after
him. But did he... This is...
Hey, we gotta God. Wait until the toe cutter ganger comes by.
What is going on tonight?
It's bike night.
Oh, it's bike night? Thursday's
South
bike...
South Korean chapter of the Hell's Angels, apparently.
Oh, no. So... There was this couple, this family that had
What do you do with yourself? I cooked it in the ground. I'm sorry.
No, you're wow. good. This Poor family man. Took this family photo on train tracks is like the dad dressed up in a Halloween costume, Batman. The kid is Robin. The kid's like a toddler. The mom's all tied up, old Whipley Wishlash style or whatever. And it's a bunch of cute photos, family stuff. So because they did this, by the way, there's no train in fucking sight. And I'm pretty sure between them and the fucking photographer, somebody would get the fuck out of the way. So they did all this. They posted it up and death threats. They get death threats. Child endangerment. I'm like, wait, you're threatening their fucking kill their parents. He's going to become Batman.
Because internet.
Yeah. It's
like the only answer there is that. Because internet.
I don't get it.
So you have endangered your children. You will die, all of you.
Well, this is why, regardless of what I do, I'm going to have a very limited presence. Because if they try to threaten me, I'm going to take it seriously.
But I just...
And then I'm going to start taking home addresses.
But so. I don't get it. Like, why would somebody... Why would that... You got worse shit going on between blackface and whatever the fuck else is going on with people doing stupid shit. That's horrible because they had a nice little photo picture and they're on the train tracks and that's dangerous.
They're entirely too sensitive. I mean,
hey, don't forget the people that are now figuring out that there's sharks in the ocean.
Oh yeah, yeah, people are going fucking absolutely batshit over sharks.
Hey, you know it's Jaws 40th anniversary Saturday, so I'm excited.
I'm just going to assume it's a viral marketing ploy.
Goodbye. What, the sharks are marketing?
Yeah.
Well, here's another.
Somebody's
thing.
Somebody's paying them good,
right?
Paying them in blood.
Hey, they're taking away the idiots.
The Jurassic Park movie that's just come out that's smashing box office records.
Yeah, that was awesome. It was a good movie.
But there's a little stir up going on. Apparently, because they were running from said dinosaurs, they started with a pack of something. I forget something, real long-winded word.
Yeah.
And they're running from it. And they said, run from the packies. Apparently, Arab people are very angry at
them.
You would think the Indians would be pissed.
Number one movie in the world.
So they're mad because they didn't want to pronounce the 10,000-syllable-long dinosaur
exactly.
name?
Exactly. Everything is offensive. Everything is racist. Everything is hurled at with something with ism or ist at the end. Oh, rape culture. White privilege.
Hey, Bart, stop talking. You're losing rings.
I'm waiting to be attacked by Irish people every time I say the name Mike.
Yeah.
Damn it, Jeff. Leave him alone. Jeff Square.
Oh, God. He's got the shillelagh.
The Irish are too
drunk. Throw a potato. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, shit, no.
I can't even sing Disney songs.
Hey, we're too drunk to attack.
You bastard!
It's like, I can't even sing Disney songs. I go, Meek! I get hit with a shillelagh over the head.
But how did this happen? Like, why, what? How did this happen?
Our society is... We're all like five-year-old children.
We're a bunch of butt-hurt bastards.
Well, no, it's not our society. It's a fucking really loud, small group of people on the internet.
True. Yeah, you do hate the internet pretty well.
Well, I don't hate the internet. I hate most people on it because most people on it are a very vocal, small group of people.
I think people that are afraid of the internet are stupid.
Did you see the video recently of another pool, so-called pool incident?
No.
Apparently, cops were called at this public pool or something like that. It wasn't the one in Texas.
Right.
I mean, that was a 50-50 thing there. The cops there, the one cop overreacted, and he since lost his job. But the kids, in my opinion, and pretty much 90% of other people felt that they were unruly little shits.
Which is, I could see that.
I hate to sound like an old fogey, but,
Fogey.
Kids are kind of protected nowadays because parents don't know how to
transphobe.
Yeah, transphobe.
Parents don't know how to be parents anymore, so the kids are more protected than anything.
The video is hilarious because the women, or supposedly one woman's or girl's jaw was cracked, which that's yet to be proven. And you can see it on the video. They're screaming like they're just begging for Academy Awards.
Academy Award.
Attitude. Right. Apparently, when a cop has you against the wall somewhere, trying to get you to release a wall that you got your death grip on, because you know you're going to get arrested or at least detained until they know the situation.
Right.
You know, I'm not trying to come off as some cop lover on there, but it's like the media, everybody thinks they're a fucking social media warrior.
Well, that's the problem. Everybody on the internet thinks that their shit matters, and they don't. And I don't matter either. I'm not even saying I matter. I don't.
Yeah, see, that's my thing. I've never been happier in my life not to matter.
Yeah. I mean, we do a stupid show, and we have fun.
You see what happens when, you know, somebody says something wrong on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that hallowed fucking realm of academia.
Yeah.
I knew Twitter was like the be-all, end-all thing. If you fuck up on that, your name is Mud. Yeah. I've seen so many things where people. What's another thing they do is when, if they feel that you're wrong or something, or
they report you,
not report you. It's I forget what they call where they out you.
I don't know. It sounds
doxing.
No, not doxing. I've known about that.
Doxins,
Kyle. When they
Kyle, what is it?
Is that word?
Blowing you up.
Blowing you up or something like that, or I don't know.
Anyway, so they don't like your shit. They just, put you on blast or something?
Blast, that's it.
Put okay.
You on blast.
Well, shit, we've been putting people on blast since we started this show and the other show.
A friend of mine recently got
fucking
put on
John
blast.
Wilkes Booth, man.
A friend of mine.
Time Lincoln.
Good dude, works hard.
Yeah.
Busts
Hashtag
ass
don't say fire in the theater.
Oh, no.
He got put on
what,
blast.
Too soon?
He got put on blast because he shared his opinions about something that happened and so and whatever.
You're not allowed to do that.
Exactly. But
no.
He got put on blast, and half of these fucking, you know, sandy vaginas on there were threatening to kill the guy.
That's not cool.
Bring,
bring, bring.
Yeah.
Poor Bart.
They wanted to fucking actually kill this guy.
Hey, what's the problem with sand, dude?
Yeah.
Sand blast. Oh, I'm out.
Sand blast.
Oh, boy.
Sand can be a bitch.
Especially in your dick.
I'm so fucking tired right now.
Yeah, you've been working. No, I just, it's been a crazy week with the internet, and the other day, Bart, did you see where I said, I'm done, I'm out, I'm done, and I put up like 3 face palms, and I'm done, I'm out, I can't deal with this anymore. And I went and did the metal show.
I fucking love comics. That's what I fucking love.
Comics are cool. I like comics. But, I mean...
Poser. I have a stack of them in my truck I bought today.
Jeff's like, I don't...
Congratulations, you used up your allowance.
Congratulations, you competed a great game.
Congratulations, I got Deathstroke the Terminator number 1. Mint.
Nice.
3.
Hold on.
So go fuck yourself. Win. My drops mic.
Bart got 1 like out of this.
He's turning exactly into that guy.
What, the comic book guy?
Right before our eyes. Look. Look. Hold on. There's the acne. Is it a full moon? Jeez.
That was your werewolf.
Oh, Jeffrey.
Wolf nerd.
Andy Dufresne.
So, Jeff, how's the news over there? Or are you talking to your girlfriend?
We got no news. Nah, girlfriend turned her phone off.
Well, that didn't take you long.
Nah, she's dealing with some asshole Jerry.
What the fuck is with it? Never mind. Name dropper. Yeah.
Name dropper.
Oh, she's dealing with some asshole name.
There's always somebody going on.
Somebody going on, not
by
something.
By the time JJ edits this, it'll sound like Morse fucking code on here. Next new podcast.
Oh, we should do one in Morse code. We could do that for an April Fool's joke next year.
That'd be good, yeah.
Well, even though we've already given it away. Okay, teletype.
That would just turn everyone off on our shit.
Yeah,
no one can understand it.
No one can understand it now.
Well, they'll say, wow, who drinks Gatorade through their spleen? That's what I deciphered out of that Morse code.
So we're here in muggy fucking Florida, which is horrible, and outside of the Bucks of Stars, Starbucks. I said it.
You're not making money off of this. You're not going to get sued.
I'm not making money anything.
And he goes dead. I'm not making money anything. Take the computer.
No. I still need it.
Master of whales.
It's not whales.
Oh, God. Star Trek 4.
Oh, God, no.
The quest for space alien whales yell at Earth.
We need some Wessels.
Wessels.
Only nerds would get that reference. Yes.
Comic books.
You just gained some followers.
Virginity.
No, you know, you'd be surprised. A lot of people that like that stuff get laid quite often.
That's another thing.
I notice now.
Yeah.
That's a stereotype.
Yeah.
Like comic books, no, they still have their virginity.
Well, you see, I was led to believe that up until the internet.
You're led that believe it, just like you thought.
Here's the thing about comics now, and when they're still great, but with these movies, it's basically became main culture thing. It's a norm.
Everything that we used to hold near and dear is now under threat. Because
it's not. Oh, fuck, here we go.
Well, please talk it out. Yes.
This. It's mine thing needs to fucking stop. This is not adult behavior.
Okay, let me rephrase that. Not under threat, challenged. I'm saying simple things that we used to do fun are now challenged for no fucking reason.
Okay.
Like the girl gamer fiasco bullshit.
Right. I can see that.
Yeah, that's a whole argument I never understood anyway.
I don't get it either.
It has boobs and plays video games.
Woo!
Run for the fucking hills.
I mean,
I play with chick gamers all the time. Oh, God, I said chick.
No, you meant
American.
That literally. There was like a baby chicken and a controller. You taught him.
Do you play with your cock as well?
It was better than the Nintendo robot.
Jeff, I corrected myself.
I play video games with chickens.
No, but I'm on Grand Theft Auto, and I was on Red Dead, and we had girls on there playing. And of course... Well, I played Red Dead, I was single. But anyway,
But guys can be shitheads, too, on there.
Oh, but they're awful because the girls are on there, and they're like, oh, my God, I gotta get my number. They're all, like, worshipping him, and I'm like, you fucking people need to go outside and interact, too. This isn't the real world.
Listen, there's this whole thing where, I mean, we all came up in that point when nerd was still very much a pejorative term.
Yeah.
And now it's being worn as this badge of honor. And if you've seen what constitutes nerd behavior, there's a reason people used to get the shit beat out of them back in the day.
Right, it's like the term redneck. It's like, oh, God.
Oh, no.
I wish our faux redneck was still sitting here.
Faux redneck.
He didn't have TV, so I'm not worried about him.
Hey, you think this is going to be on the TV?
I mean... Nowadays, I mean, in a way, I'm kind of grateful because now, like a lot of the stuff we like, it's so out there that we can have these conversations out in public.
Yeah,
and you know, nobody's going to try and dump our fucking books.
Nobody is going to dump Jeff's 6'2" fucking 250-pound books.
But right. I still remember, you know. Well, I still remember middle school.
Oh yeah.
Okay, and reading like a Spider-Man comic.
Right.
Made that fucking mistake of doing that in plain view. So, of course, I got shit about it. Eventually, I discovered Image Comics.
Yes, Spawn.
And got turned on to Spawn.
And Did they also? They also did the dragon, right? Savage Dragon.
Savage Dragon. Yeah, they did the
Mirage. Did the turtles?
Yeah, they did. Well, anyway, what I was saying was, there was no winning at one point with any of this shit.
Right.
There was no way for it to be cool. Like, you read Spider-Man or Superman, it didn't matter. You'd be a fucking geek. You'd be a fucking nerd, and you'd wind up getting slapped around or whatever shit.
Yeah.
So then eventually I started reading Spawn. That wasn't going to be fucking cool either, because then I got promoted from geek to fucking Satanist geek.
Spider-Man wasn't dark
should
enough.
Should have started with manga. Then you could say you were watching porn.
So it's like, as much as I don't like to play the age card with anything, I have to say that the kids who are into comics now, like the new bunch of readers, and it's largely because of the movies, which is why I can't really hate the movies.
Right.
Because now these people are discovering not only the new books, but the old stories. They have it so fucking easy now, and I'm glad
it's more accepted.
Yeah, I'm really glad that they have it that fucking easy now, because I wouldn't wish that on people now. But this like thing that bothers me is the kind of entitled nerd attitude.
Yeah.
Now they got these con things also where they make it more accepted.
Well, the cons have been around for a while, but they've definitely become,
now it's grown.
Yeah, they're basically big industrial trade shows.
Even
now.
Then, back in the day.
Oh yeah, well that's because they were stereotypes of themselves back then. They were pretty dingy.
Well, even like episodes of The Simpsons where it showed the cons, and where they were always these nerds with like, you know, they can't talk right. They got retainers in their mouth, and like, look at me.
Oh, I'm not gonna lie, dude. There's a ton of them that are
still like
fucking
that.
Like that. I remember I went to Scream Fest 2005.
Yep.
And now it's just called Spooky Empire.
Yep.
But these two guys, if there was some kind of national medal you could give these guys for bravery, because this is a horror convention, you know, this is where the cool kids went for their con, you know?
Pretty much.
And these two guys were the cartoon character fucking nerds. They were the Star Trek fan club, and they were trying to hand out flyers and applications to that.
That's cool.
Okay, you had the lankier kid who had the Spock ears on, right? And you know, of course, he had the glasses, and this guy's balls had yet to drop, even though I'm pretty sure he was like 35.
Yeah.
You mean like Mandork?
Mandork.
Yeah. But, like, he was there, and his buddy was even more stereotypical, heavier set guy in a Lark scooter that had Starfleet, like, Starship control panel markings on the fucking...
So he was in the Star Trek.
Yeah, these guys were card carriers.
Trekkies.
They
were
the only two there, and you know what? That took more balls than any jock asshole I've ever seen go to a football game.
But he flew the USS Never Scored.
But know what though? good job, Bart. That's spot on.
Kind of funny.
My point is, these guys were really nice, but they actually had to go through some shit to get there.
Right.
But now, you know, when every fucking thing is done through the internet, okay? Some creator does something in a comic, some creator does something in a movie. Little shit doesn't like it, and now he could start flinging his monkey shit all over the internet.
Well, that was like Jay
like
and Silent Bob about the whole movie, and they're like, what the fuck are people saying on the internet? Like,
yeah.
But I was going back to the thing with the Screamfest Spooky. The thing, I bet you the thing was, as ballsy as they were, and they were ballsy for doing that, I don't think it would have been a problem anyway, because the horror community is actually very awesome and accepting.
Oh, of course.
And they're like, and what you're saying, it's like, oh, that's where all the cool kids went. In a way, it is, because horror is like the punk rock, the grungy stuff. Which is why I like it.
It was, in a way, probably a lot of the same crowd, but it was not a sci-fi con.
Right.
You know, there is still some distinctions.
Yeah, like when I go to like a normal Comic-Con, I feel kind of out of place. Because as much as I love comics, there's 85 Deadpool, 65 Spider-Man. Yeah. I'm like, okay. Yeah, I've read them. You know, and I love comics. Like, I always have a soft spot because, you know, the first day I've ever met Matt was in school, as we both had comics. And he had, I think, Batman, and I had Spider-Man. And I said, oh, you know, it was a small classroom. Nobody came in yet. My first day of school. I think this is his second run at the same grade because he was sick before. And I just see this kid reading comics in the back. And I'm like, oh, I got comics. All right, I'll go talk to him. And I said, hey. And, well, here we are now. I mean, I've known him forever. And we just started debating about Spider-Man. Who can beat Batman? Well, nobody can beat Batman. I'm like, what about this guy? And he told me logical reasons why it couldn't happen. And I'm like, all right. And then,
well, I mean,
it's
also story reasons. You know, it's sort of a clause when it comes to writing that character. If he's going to lose, he's going to come back in a big fucking way.
Oh, yeah. Well, like with
Bane.
That's
what I love about him, actually, as smarmy as that is with him. I mean, he's, let's face it, Bruce Wayne, you kind of have this point where he's so smart you fucking hate him sometimes.
Yeah.
But the thing is, he's reliable.
He is.
That's a keystone character, you know. You can't fuck with that narrative.
Bart was into Mad Max when he was a kid.
I was.
Still is.
Still am. Just got a tattoo of it, the War Boy tattoo today.
Speaking of Bart's interests, now that we're all here, I gotta ask. Your thoughts, Bart. Shane from Walking Dead being cast as Punisher on the Daredevil series.
John Bernthal is actually, I think he'll do it, do well. He's got the
look.
Not too old. He's mid-30s. Granted, he's not as tall as the Punisher in the comic book is. He's about 5'11", 5'10", but still, it's not more about height.
Camera angles can fix anything.
Right. But Bernthal has that look. He's got, because he's a boxer in real life.
Yeah, see, when I saw the character, I thought he looked like a Tim Bradstreet cover I had seen.
Yeah, he's
Stevenson had that too.
Yeah.
He's got the Stevenson look was the Bradstreet was, yeah.
Warzone.
That's where they took that from.
I could easily see like Greg Capullo drawing an entire series after John Bernthal as the character model.
Like, yeah, Bernthal reminds me of the old Sal and John Buscema and J.R. Jr. style, broke nose, bulky look. Because I think Bernthal is going to do the character well. I mean, because you already seen him, how he could be a badass as Shane in Walk of Dead. You already seen what he looks like in BDUs and army gear with machine guns and stuff. I mean, the guy could, I mean, he could, and he's also in very good shape. I mean, the guy, he looks like he worships the fucking gym.
Right.
So I think he's going to do it as a good actor, and how he, you know, he played a bad guy. Well, he wasn't really a bad guy.
He just went nuts.
Yeah, he was. His character was...
In a way, he's going to be playing a less human character.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he'll do fine.
I like the Punisher a lot. I love the comics, and I love the whole aesthetic behind him, but you can't ignore the fact that he's kind of a raving sociopath.
Oh, yeah. So.
Well, he's a person who cut off feelings and emotions, and he's just purely driven on instinct and his mission.
Well, I think the Daredevil show is really good, so I think it'll be fine. Because there was one scene where they went in the sewers or something, and they had like a flare or something, and on the wall, I could have sworn it was the fucking skull, and I'm like...
Well, that's where, not just you, that's a lot of people thought that, and sure enough, it was like an Easter egg.
Nice, and then now they're going to have him, the Marvel got the rights back to him for the cinematic universe.
I just hope they don't make him a blundering idiot and just a one-shot wonder.
I don't think they will, because they really did a good job with the Matt Murdock and the Daredevil character.
There is a lot of murmur about him possibly getting a spinoff series.
That would be awesome.
On Netflix?
I don't know if... I mean, I haven't seen him play the role yet, so I can't say whether or not he should get a full series, but I think he should... I think if they're bringing this character in, they at least owe him a miniseries.
Well, Bernthal, when he played, he had a New York accent, which, of course, he'll probably reprise and...
Yeah.
You know, not a thick accent, but, you know, kind of, you know,
the...
I always... thought in my head, the Punisher, you know, not having a thick New York drawl, you know, just basically like,
yeah,
the you know, like the crime in the city has to be stopped, you know.
I was kind of, I don't know why, I always thought of sort of a Bogart voice, like a Sam Spade kind of voice to him, but I guess that's just because of his initial run.
The silly fucking, you know, I gotta kill these fucking mooks over here.
But you know, fucking motherfucker.
Yeah, I thought in Warzone they regionalized him a little too much. In fact, they did that with everybody in the movie.
Yeah, as much... The Warzone movie was good, but there was a few glaring things that pissed me off.
Well, it was practically a super violent Dick Tracy movie.
Right.
There you go.
They paid attention to way too much noir.
Yeah.
And the fact that it didn't have a Punisher van, Punisher's walking in broad nightlight.
Yeah. In New York with guns.
With guns and everywhere, and fucking Wayne Knight was... the best goddamn...
And they kill him off.
They kill him off.
Oh, spoilers on the movie that's been out for years.
Sorry you didn't watch the movie since it was released in Christmas.
So, Jeff, what do you got about all this?
I know nothing about what you guys are talking about. So
let's talk about drinking, Jeff. How are you?
Iranian Jeff is canceled.
Oh, he's only been on 4 episodes. Let's kill him off Game of Thrones styles.
I haven't watched
it. They're going to rape him? No. I'm not into that.
Jeff, are you going to get raped? No, can't say that. Ring, ring, ring. No.
Well, I just said I'm not into that. Doesn't that count for something?
I said the R word. Can't say R word, F word, T word.
What's the T word?
Trans word. Trans world. Oh, no. Transdimensional. No.
Well, if we can't say transdimensional.
Transylvania.
If we can't say transdimensional, then most comic book talk is going to be out of the fucking question from here on out.
We can no longer talk about vampires. Transylvania.
Oh, no.
Oh.
They're not all from there.
Yeah, some are from fucking Slakovaka.
Close enough.
Flaka.
Slakovaka.
Barks on Flaka.
Slakovaka.
Are you on Flaka?
Gahaga Flaka.
See me jumping on my car or truck going.
Vampires are on Flaka.
Vampires are on Flaka.
That's why they're eating you.
Well,
people,
there's your fucking
face.
Movie idea. Vampires on Flaka.
The Strain, basically.
The Strain.
An entire Flaka bats. Oh, the sequel.
Seagulls.
You can't say that.
Oh, yeah.
Wait,
oh my
did you
God,
say
we need to make that album cover Flock of Seagulls, but it's spelt like that, and all the band members are strung out, and one of them's eating the other guy's arm, you know?
So far away. We were talking about earlier, Jeff, we were talking about Dragon Ball, and how it was made in the 70s, and it came over here in the 90s, and that Bart was like, oh yeah, all the footage is... You know, in the 80s, it was
early videotape flutter.
But then he started showing the Grindhouse stuff, and I'm like, yes. That was a good day when we went and saw fucking Grindhouse.
Oh, yeah.
It was long. You're like, I need smoke. But it was good.
That was fairly. I mean, the only time I was like that was during Death Proof, because even Tarantino admitted that was a boring fucking movie.
Put it up to the mic, Bart. There it is. Dragon Balls on there.
Dragon Ball. The new series from Japan.
Copyright 1965.
Airing right before the Japanese Spider-Man series from back then.
Oh, the giant fucking robot.
Yeah.
I have to fight the giant robot.
Have you ever seen the trailer for the 70s Spider-Man movie, the Revenge of Spider-Man or whatever?
I've never seen that. I've seen the...
The trailer is
amazing.
They
used to have reruns of the old TV series, though, on Sci-Fi Channel. That was fucking stupid.
Okay, but now that we're on the subject of old TV shows... Recently, I found out that a long time ago, for $10 each at Walmart or somewhere, I bought seasons 1, 2, and 3 so far of the 70s and early 80s Incredible Hulk.
Nice.
Oh, cool.
Good
it's
show.
Cool, but there's two things that I've noticed. Every man is devoid of a belly button. They wear their pants up to their nipples.
It was the 70s.
Like German fucking tourists.
It was the 70s.
I guess so. And also, every car that turns over... catches on fire, regardless.
So when Lou Ferrigno moves it, it
well,
catches.
Yeah, that's how you
car.
Could get a crossover with the A-Team.
Every car is
either on fire or airborne.
And everyone that runs in the woods falls in the quicksand.
Yeah. Even if it's like in the middle of the L.A. River.
Yep. And there's always that one branch that they have to reach, and they finally get it, and they get out right before... their mouth goes under.
Are you ready for an
Dr.
episode?
Dr. Banner escaping across Arctic tundra. Whoop, quicksand.
But there's one savior in all this. The man who saved the naval was Thomas fucking Magnum. When that beautiful man specimen came out of the goddamn water, when we saw his hairy fucking chest in that navel, I was like Higgins. Oh my God!
Are you going gay for him?
Who the fuck wouldn't go gay with Tom Selleck, man? He's the motherfucking man. There's no trans nothing about him. He's not orange or trans. He's motherfucking 100% man.
And Burt Reynolds.
I don't give a shit about losing friends.
Bart went off on it.
TM for life, bitch.
But
he saved the naval in fucking TV shows.
I got a question about the A-Team.
I was going to say, I'm waiting for the day that Bart's going to be outside Tom Selleck's house with a big sign and a boombox. Marry me or else.
No, it's going to be, show me your fucking navel.
He's old man. He's on Blue Bloods. You ever watch that just for him?
Yeah, but he's always in that fucking pop outfit.
I'd like to go down under Quigley.
Oh, jeez.
Quigley down under.
But in the A-team, did that van have a roll cage?
No,
just curious.
None of those motherfuckers ever had any chiropractic problems. They jumped 90 feet in the air and safely landed. The van,
which is amazing. George Pappard was just barely keeping his limbs on as it was.
They were super people.
A couple times
people.
They jump, and all of a sudden, Pappard bail.
Well, the only one that was believable.
Oh, no. BA, stop. I got to put it back on.
The only one that was believable was...
You know B.A. was racist. He was a transphobe, too. Fuck the color orange. And fuck you, B.A. Oh, I'm B.A. No, fuck you, George Pepper.
Fuck you, it's Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper.
Fuck you, Hulk Hogan. I'll fight you again.
I don't want Dr. Pepper in this van. I want Dr. King.
Hey, Mr. T was awesome in Rocky 3. Just going to say.
I still love
Why don't you get the hell out of here?
The episode of the A-Team when Hulk Hogan was on.
Yeah.
And they still found a way. George Pappard still found a way to make himself, like, the more agile fighter. And, like, suddenly he does this jump at somebody, even though Hulk Hogan's there to actually do real stunts. No, they decided to have a stuntman look like George Pappard so fucking John Hannibal can fly across the room at someone. It's like, okay, John Hannibal Smith from Krypton.
He got the yellow sun.
I saw a guy who was wearing a dyed Incredible Hulk wig. Yeah. Poorly glued on, leap across the fucking room and kill the bag.
Yeah.
That's what the fuck, man.
It was like Jim Steranko going after a bottle of booze and a woman. It was weird.
How come B.A. Baracus, all he had to do is look like he said boo to the bad guys, and they literally went flying in slow motion, too. How did they do that?
Because
it's like, oh no, hulking black guy, I will slowly take flight.
Because he was like, I'm the best. Why don't you come fight me? I'm the best. Help me, Rocky III.
Did they? I mean, I still am a little sad that they didn't air the episode where they actually killed and ate the long-haired special effects guy in the last season.
What? A-Team was a fucking great show.
It was a great show until the last season.
Oh, yeah. Then they went...
And then they changed the theme song to that electronic version.
Oh, yeah.
What was that shit?
And what about that guy who looked like a monkey? The guy with a ponytail? No, it's not racist because this guy wasn't black. He was Cro-Magnon, man. He was... Fucking! I hated him. He was a piece of shit. This guy was a piece of shit. He ruined the fucking 18. My pillow was damp with my tears when I watched it. This cocksucker ruined my fucking
Just think show. Magnum's belly. Just think Magnum's belly button. Harry Hamburger Magnum.
Nobody talked about hamburgers. We're talking about belly buttons.
Piece of just get you a little piece of Magnum in your mind. Take two of them. Call us in the morning. You got way too mad at the A-Team monkey.
He was like, that motherfucker.
Are you sure you weren't confusing that with Speed Racer? Because they had a monkey on that show.
He was a real monkey.
I'll take Legend of Zorda and Danky King.
Zordo.
That was the like.
Oh man.
That was like the Jeopardy.
Belly buttons.
Whatever brings the mood back up.
After Bart.
Racist because he ain't black.
Higgy, baby.
Where is this show going tonight?
I wasn't black.
What show?
God damn it.
This is a show?
Yes.
Yeah, this is pre-ups.
This is a night show.
But like we said earlier. Oh, no. Jeff's got his phone near the...
I'm just checking the fucking time.
Don't you give me that sass, boy.
There is no time.
I'm giving you sass.
Da, da, no such thing as time.
It's trans. I mean, dark out. God damn it. Fuck. See what you made me do?
Bart, I dare you to go put on blackface. It's fine.
I don't have any friends. Man, my friends are so far down, they're the mole people in the center of the earth. Which happen to be...
Yeah, damn dirty savages. God damn it, Racing Bannon. No, no, we're talking about Racist Bannon on a fucking Johnny Quest.
Oh yeah, Racist Bannon.
Racist Bannon. There's a Banyan Avenue down in West Palm, and me and Matt used to go down to West Palm a lot. It's like racist Banyan Avenue. I feel like, let's go wreck a car.
Chiropractor. Don't exist in here.
Oh, and this is the 10-hour YouTube loop, by the way.
Oh, shit.
He's got that crack of George Pepper. And Dr. Kane. And Murdoch. No, his name is Caitlin now. Motherfucker.
I love it when they're playing trans together.
I love it when they're transformed together.
Dude, if the A-Team could form into one robot, that'd be awesome. Okay, Jeff, we get it. He doesn't care.
That's a Doc Vader motherfucker.
Oh, that works.
Boy, there's no more Facebook friends. All is gone now. You'll never get them back.
No, the fuck is the He-Man?
Hey, you're singing it in a Star Wars tone, so you might get some friends.
Star Wars me.
You got some friends.
That isn't the actual He-Man theme.
The He-Man thing with the fake He-Man.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
Dun, 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 dun.
Fake He-Man, you mean like China?
He's not a monkey either, apparently.
He's a monkey.
Teenage Mutant Angry Bart. Teenage Mutant Angry Bart. Bart's a racist. Get out of my house, you fucking racist. Bastard. Bart doesn't have any more friends left.
Why does he have to be racist?
I don't know, Bart.
I don't know.
Bart's an 80s kid. Actually, he's 30. Doesn't matter. He reads comics. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm Generation X.
Goddamn millennials. Millennium Falcons.
Millennium Falcons.
I'm just going to say it. Fuck this Gen X and millennials bullshit. It was the baby boomers that ruined everything.
Yes, because they're
there
white.
I fucking said it.
They're white.
No, because they were hippies.
They're hippies who are white.
White hippies.
White hippies.
No.
Oh, soggies.
No.
No.
Yippity zippity doo dah zippity day.
Fuck baby boomers.
Remember that? You remember the Captain Crunch commercials?
Yeah.
How unenthusiastic the captain always sounded when the soggies came on board the ship. He wasn't freaked out. Like, soggies! Oh, fuck! He was always like, soggies. No. No, soggies. They're fucking his ship up, killing his shipmates.
That's
why they're literally skull fucking his best mate right there in front of him. Soggies. No.
Did he make him walk the plank?
No. The plank didn't exist. They got fucked up. And there's the captain with his disheveled. No, soggies. No. For fuck's sake, soggies. No.
He sounds like a depressed.
Oh, Andy. Oh, Andy. No.
I passed out. What the fuck is going on?
Jeffy's. No.
Jeffy's.
Why has it got to be Jeffy's?
Because he's black. You know me. You know how I roll.
So in the Little Rascals, somebody punched that dog in the eye, right?
I'm racist. No bad.
Had a ring. What? You're racist, man.
I'm an Irish racist. I'm racist, O'Banion. Shim, shim, nullabim, you bastard.
I think poor Jeff is like, I want to escape in my phone. Is that a techno fucking version of Mozart? Nice.
Don't answer it.
Is that your responses, Jeff?
I'm just going to give us Hanna-Barbera sound effects until...
Those are minority sex noises.
Oh, no! I done! I can't even...
Okay, your vehicle's obviously not going to start.
Jeff, is that what happens when you blow in your car?
What happens, Jeff, when you buy an Asian car? See, that's my friend leaving.
That's him crashing, listening to the show.
Nope.
That's them arming me.
Sounds like someone jerking off.
That's some angry sex
going
on.
When you hear all this shit without dialogue, it sounds like it could be its own porn movie.
I don't know what porn you're watching on that one.
Someone slept on the floor?
Sound like the day I dined at High Five. I'm just... When. People can find it funny, or they could just hate me.
Pow! Right in the kiss at.
That was a thing for space travel. No, that was an abusive guy hitting his wife.
In the face.
Yeah, fucking Futurama. And that's how man went to the moon. Pow, right in the kisser. No, that was him punching his wife in the face.
Irish wife.
No, Sockies, no.
Sockies, no. For fuck's sake.
Hey, that was back when Wise listened.
Oh, my God.
Now the
ring, ring, ring. You got people hating on you as it is for nothing. Now they got a reason.
God damn it.
Yep.
There goes all the... Jeff has no friends.
All I got is the only weapon I've got against all of this.
All I got is soggies.
Sound effects.
All I got is soggies. No.
What, like you're going to be any popular than you already were.
What?
It's like my reputation has been smeared.
No, you're not that good.
I'm not any good. I know that.
No one is good as Jeff.
Nope, just nobody has any pull here.
None.
We've lost nobody. The entire fucking ship. That's it.
Well, you said you wanted unscripted nonsense, so you fucking got it.
I didn't say I wanted anything. All I said was, does this mic work?
No, Jeff, we lost the ship. Somebody cueing Gordon Lightfoot. Oh, the podcast, it sailed its last fucking sail. And Bart the Racist went down first.
If this was Oregon...
Magnum.
Wait.
On Magnum P.I. He sailed away.
If this was Oregon Trail, who died first?
Everybody
somebody
got dysentery.
Of dysentery, yeah.
Everybody banged Lucy and got dysentery.
Oh, God, another beep.
Name dropper.
All right. I'll have to...
No longer has friends.
Bring. He still has his wife, though. Soggies. No.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you go home.
You know,
to
when there's
wife,
no context like, there, that's going to be a little tough for you to kind of softball.
You already said swallow. I'm like, well, where?
No. But now that you've said that particular phrase in that particular arrangement, you might not want to play this aloud around her. I got my wife. This soggies.
No. No, go to the. No. When you go home to your wife, she's going to be, Justin, no. To the couch you go.
Justin, no. To the couch I go. Well, oh, what was that one picture, Jeff?
A newbie showing up.
Jeez.
Oh, no.
You keep inviting people. That's not what
how
this
is there
is
a girl here? What? How's Kyle talking to a girl?
Oh, that can't be. That's got to be his mom.
The guy.
Oh, shit. That's even worse. I can't see.
That's even funnier.
There's a picture, though. It's like, oh, wife got you on the...
podcast members has left the podcast.
He's not even He's on not the phone. He's an intern.
He's got a vibrator. Why does he have a vibrator?
Well, I don't know.
Keep calling his friend John.
There's a picture of a couch, and
you
it goes.
To get that. That wife, right over your head.
Wife wants you to sleep on this. Turns into a bunk bed. Get in, bro. I'm like, that's cool. Bunk beds. I'm down. Jeff,
I
you saw that picture.
You were
this guy showed up to look at his bike.
Kyle has a play date.
No! No! No!
I will never go into the deep end.
My buddy, my buddy.
Inspiration for Child's Play.
Look at the way I talk. I might as well start saying, paging Mr. Herman. Mr. Herman.
I can constituents if you is, if you isn't. I don't know.
You warped your face so hard for that. If you is... Or if you isn't.
I think everybody should start talking like a Foghorn Leghorn and threaten people. I say, shut the fuck up, boy.
Oh. You sound like Boss fucking Hog.
Well, that's even better.
Oh, you idiot.
I'm going to get them fucking Duke boys.
I'm pretty sure he didn't say that.
Justice took over Roscoe. You fired, you some bitch. Get out of my county. And my town, them Duke
you
boys.
You are taller, so you're the sheriff. You're taller than I thought you would be.
Sheriff, you forget them boys. Once I had my Dr. Pepper and my Diablo sandwich.
Yeah.
Them some bitches are mine.
Such a good movie. And it's a shame now that about the fucking Duke Boy's car, what they did with the flag. I'm like, come on. It's the fucking car.
Oh, yeah, the model box.
Anything. Monogram. Any kind of anything now. Like the new commercial they did with them, like modern day.
I'm waiting.
They got rid of the flag on there, too.
See when the Knight Rider's little light thing in front offends somebody. Plutonians.
Transroboticness. Hey, transroboticness.
Transrobotics, yes.
Either that or the Cylons are going to call racism.
No, the Cylons prefer to be called Caitlin. Thank you very much.
Nobody listen to the show.
The show is down.
It's the WB.
As the late, or not late, he's still alive. The great fucking Bubbles says, the show's kind of fucky.
Bubbles, yeah. What, are you dressed up like Kick-Ass? Fuck you talking.
Mean bastard. I like how you impersonate.
I think we're done.
A TV alligator there, Jeff.
Well, guys, I think we're done.
I sure as hell am.
How long did we go
fucking
on?
Tired.
We're about an hour.
We're on good. Topics that I wasn't really around, so.
Jeff, you're still here?
Jeff's playing fucking Minecraft.
I'm looking for news.
Minecraft!
No, he's playing Minesweeper.
Minecraft.
Every time you look for news, you don't actually read the news. Why look for news?
He's not. He doesn't find news because we keep saying nudes.
Nudes. Jeff, are you sending us nudes?
I'm looking for nudes. Feed.
He's looking for nudes. His girlfriend doesn't live here, so he's looking for nudes.
Yeah.
Because he gets headaches instead. Fucker. Poor Jeff.
Don't anger her. Especially her name.
I'm not angering her. I'm angering everyone around her.
That's okay. Well, good night, everybody. Good night. Good night, Treebeard.
Good night, fuckstick.
Good night, everybody.
I peed on your car.
It was haunted.
Bart, what's your negative number now?
Mint juleps.
Wait, Bart went full retard.
That's my number. Don't worry it out.
All right,
for the eating of the Lord's birthday. And I don't mean the thing, I mean juleps.
Jeez. And we're done.
Shalom and shalim.
Thanks for listening. If you're still listening after this, we thank you.
I apologize.
No, you don't.
No, I don't. Apologize. I apologies.
Apologies.
I apologies, American. Apologies, American slices.
Is that like Apollo Jesus?
How's it going?
Are you Apollo Jesus?
Broke him. Welcome to the Caffeinated Podcast.
Oh my God, we're doing that now?
Bart is Apollo Jesusing.
I'm Apollo Jesus.
Welcome to episode 8.
My name is...
Starfucker.
Yeah, that's good enough.
My name is Biscuits
Today,
and Gravy.
We're going to talk about muffins.
Muffins and Gravy.
Muffins.
Muffin.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, no, we're done here. Goodbye.
Fuck old people.
Good night, JJ and Gravy.
That's a humdanger.
Goodbye, Jeff Squared. And Bart.
Goodbye,
and Kyle, who's sucking. I don't know what he's doing over there.
Kyle's with John.